KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school volleyball, the state championship matches were held yesterday in Cedar Rapids. And in the Class 5A championship, it was Ankeny with a 3-1 victory over Iowa City Liberty. They went 25-21, 25-17, 21-25, and 25-19. There's the Hawks pick up that championship in 5A. In 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier, a 3-0 sweep over West Delaware. Set scores were 25-19, 25-18, and 25-18 there as Xavier wins 4A. In Class 3A, Osage, a 3-0 sweep over Mount Vernon, 25-6, 25-17, 25-20. Osage, your 3A champ. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford, a 3-0 sweep over Denver, 25-13, 25-12, 25-15. And Dyke New Hartford there, your 2A champion. And in Class 1A, it was Burlington Notre Dame picking up a 3-1 victory over Gladbrook Rhinebeck. It went 25-20, 21-25, 25-18, and 26-24. So a fairly tight match there in the 1A championship as Burlington Notre Dame is your champion there. The only area athlete that was named to an all-tournament team was Allie Petrie of St. Albert, as she was named to the 1A all-tournament squad there for the Saints. So that wraps up the high school volleyball season with all those champions decided yesterday. We'll get closer to finding out who are champions in the high school football playoffs here tonight. The quarterfinal round is on tap, and here's a look at some of the area matchups. In eight-player here tonight, it'll be Audubon on the road to take on Remsen St. Mary's. Our broadcast game will be Cam on the road at Fremont Mills. More on those two games here in a moment. Also in eight-player, Don Bosco's at Janesville and Easton Valley's at Montezuma. In Class A, Grundy Center goes to West Hancock. MFL Marmac is at St. Ansgar. St. Albert is at Logan Magnolia, and Wapsie Valley's at Iowa City Regina. In 1A, Columbus Catholic will travel to Sigourney Keota. South Central Calhoun's at Southeast Valley. Underwood is at Van Meter, and West Sioux is at OABCIG. In Class 2A, PCM at West Marshall. Solon is at Waukon. West Liberty travels to Comanche, and West Lyon is at Central Lyon. In Class 3A, Boyden Hall, Rock Valley will be at Webster City. Grinnell is at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Lewis Central is at Harlan, and West Delaware is at North Scott. So a good rematch there from a regular season tilt in the district of Lewis Central at Harlan. Good one there tonight at Merrill Field. And in Class 4A, Ankeny is at Waukee. Cedar Rapids Kennedy is at Southeast Polk. Iowa City West is at Pleasant Valley. And one game that will not take place. Dowling Catholic automatically is going to advance to the semifinals. As late last night, it was announced that West Des Moines Valley had a number of players test positive for COVID-19, so that game has been canceled now. So it will be Dowling Catholic getting the bye with the no contest called there as they'll go on to the semifinal round. So tough break there. Dowling Catholic was planning on having a fundraiser night for the family of Steele McLaren. The fans, their students there, were going to be wearing a plaid, and they were going to have a cookout there before the dinner. They've decided to alternate plans here today. The kids are going to be wearing their plaid here today to school, and they'll be doing a free will donation at lunch instead of the plans for tonight. So tough break there with that game being called off. And the game we'll have for you here tonight, it's a highly anticipated matchup, finally getting to take place there in the eight-player quarterfinals. Cam traveling to Tabor to face Fremont Mills. And we'll have coverage here on KJAN. The two teams out of eight-player District 7, they were supposed to meet in the regular season back on October 2nd, but the Knights were unable to make that trip due to COVID-19 issues. And now the two talented teams will get to knock pads with the trip to the Unidome and the semifinals on the line. Cam head coach Barry Bauer said his team's excited about the chance to battle the Knights.
Face of Fremont Mills, that is traditionally a powerhouse in the state of Iowa, that has traditionally gone to the Dome, all of, you know, and won a state championship. You know, those are big-time things. And for us as a program, you know, to even be in this category with them is a huge for us. And, you know, we want to do our part. And we asked the question this week, why not us? You know, why not Cam? You know, we've reached the pinnacle, but why not us? I mean, this could be our time as well.
Fremont Mills, led by standout senior and Nebraska commit Seth Malcolm. He's rushed for 947 yards and 12 touchdowns. He's also hauled in 11 passes for 123 yards and two more scores. Malcolm, a force defensively as well. He leads the Knights with 73 tackles and 12.5 tackles for loss. Coach Bauer said the Cougars need to be sure tacklers on Friday to try to slow Malcolm and the rest of the Knights down. Cam counters with their star offensive player of their own, Lane Speaker. He's piled up 1,507 yards rushing, 31 touchdowns on the ground. He also threw for 6 scores at quarterback this year and has caught 2 touchdown passes and returned a combined 6 punts and kickoffs for scores. Fremont Mills head coach Jeremy Christensen knows the Knights will have to have a challenge keeping Speaker in check. He said they're just going to try to get more than one guy to the ball and try to surround him. Fremont Mills is searching for their 7th trip to the Dome in the past 11 seasons. Coach Christensen said his team is hungry to reach that goal again after missing out on a portion of the regular season this year.
No, I think we're playing pretty well right now. We got to clean up turnovers and penalties. You know, I think sometimes those things happen and you just get off schedule and change things. But I think overall we're finally kind of getting to, you know, normally we're in that week 8 and 9. kind of getting on a rhythm and in a schedule. So we're kind of excited to keep on rolling here and see what happens.
And we'll have coverage again of the Cougars and the Knights from Tabor tonight. Pregame at 6, kickoff at 7. Mike Smith will join me for the call here on the radio and audio for you online as well. We'll get that enhanced graphic audio broadcast for you over on KJN-TV as well. That'll just be audio only there, but we'll have some graphics information up on the page as well. In other 8-man clash here tonight, familiar foes collide in an 8-player quarterfinal as 3rd-ranked Audubon visits 2nd-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. Those two teams split nail-biters a year ago, Audubon head coach Sean Burks.
Yeah, it's going to come down to some little things. So, you know, if you turn the ball over or you commit penalties, you're just digging yourself a hole that are tough to come out of against good teams in big moments like this is going to be Friday night.
Remsen St. Mary's coach Chad Osterman on the challenge for his defense.
You know, they're going to run the ball as much as possible, but you still have to be fitted for their pass game. So for us to be successful defensively, it's a matter of kind of making them try to get to that second for who else can carry the football, and are we okay with them beating us? We certainly don't want the quarterback to beat us running the ball.
And that big matchup again tonight in Remsen at 7 o'clock. Also, another college football note, Iowa's defense hopes to continue to make progress Saturday against Michigan State. Sophomore defensive back Dane Belton feels the defense played better in their loss to Northwestern last week.
You know, the first game we weren't running to the ball, everyone, all 11. I feel like we did that better last week, and that starts in practice. And we're trying to do that in practice, match the intensity. And I feel like, you know, all aspects, we're not perfect anywhere. We just have to, in practice, build on every aspect, whether we did good or bad. And we just try to get better on everything to be a well-rounded defense.
Former West Des Moines Valley standout Rocky Lombardi quarterbacks the Michigan State offense. Iowa defensive end Zach Van Valkenburg says Lombardi causes concern.
He's not a big runner, but he has the ability to run, and that's something that we need to stop, obviously. I know the Northwestern quarterback gave us some fits with that, and he's kind of the same kind of guy, so we really need to limit that. He's good with his deep ball, so we got to get a lot of pressure this week.
That'll be 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. We'll have pregame on the Hawkeye Radio Network starting at 9. And in the NFL last night, Aaron Rodgers threw for 305 yards and 4 touchdowns, and the Green Bay Packers overwhelmed the undermanned San Francisco 49ers 34-17. Rodgers connected on deep shots to Davante Adams and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and a short toss to Mercedes Lewis in the first half to get the Packers out to a 21-3 lead. It was quite the reversal from the team meetings last season when San Francisco outscored Green Bay by a combined 50-0 in the first halves on their way to lopsided wins in the regular season and NFC title game. The Niners were missing almost all of their key pieces from that game. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.